Okay now, bushwhackers. Get ready for another ribald ride with George W. and the gang. And trust us, for the next 6 episodes, we're all going to have to work as a team. Because it's the teamwork of W. and Tony Blair which has got them into more screw-ups than a Chinese wingnut factory. So in an attempt to avoid more international embarrassments, President Bush has had an idea. Oh dear. I suddenly feel the need to...
Oh, for Christ's sakes, Fatso!
Sorry, Tony. Those curry jelly babies are hot to trot, if you know what I mean.
Yes, yes, I know what you mean. I just wish they'd stop trotting out of your flaming bottom.
Flaming bottom? Oh, Christ. Quick, extinguisher. Oh, that were close. Thank God I invested in my own portable one.
Just do me a favour. Keep your errant sphincter strangled until we land at George's Texan Ranch.
Don't worry. I've got the squeeze on the little blighter now. So, what does President Pointless want with us this time?
Team building.
You what?
Apparently for the next week or so, we're going to be undertaking team building exercises to help us perform better as an international force full of good intentions.
Tony, thanks to you and George, as a team, we're an international farce full of fuck-ups.
Oh, shut up, Blobster. Our fuck-ups are behind us. George has promised more patience in the future. He's promised me they'll be less trigger-happy.
Mr. Blair?
What is it, Captain?
Ground control at President Bush's ranch are requesting a code word before we can land, sir. Do you have it?
Of course. Patch me through.
I repeat, you are entering presidential airspace. What is the code word?
This is Tango Indigo Tango Blair. The code words are... Jesus John!
Sorry.
Jesus John, that's a negative. You are not clear to land.
What? No. The code words are...
They've got a missile lock on us, sir.
They what?
Put a cork in it, Fatso!
Put a cork in it, Fatso? That's another negative. We have no option. Fire missiles.
Incoming!
No! Stop! The code words are...
Bloody hell, how lucky was that? Landing right in the slurry pit.
Lucky? It's not lucky. My old little Boaten suit's ruined. I'm covered in bullshit.
Funny, but it suits you, Tony. Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
Phew! I gotta say, that's a real unique smell you got going there, Tony.
Oh, hardy ha, Condi. I've had 6 baths, covered myself in Chanel number 5. It just won't go away.
Well, you smell like a cowboy. Sort of.
Yeah. A Brokeback Mountain cowboy.
Nice one, Arnie.
Oh, shut up, Arnie. It's George's trigger-happy security idiots I blame.
Well, you should have said the code words.
Hi, guys.
Shut up, George, you moron.
Sorry, I was just saying hello.
Yeah, the code words that none of us would forget. Shut up, George, you moron.
Okay, I will.
For the last time, I was trying to say, shut up, George, you moron.
I have shut up. Jeez, what's wrong with you guys? Can't a president walk into his own lounge without being yelled at?
Shut up, George, you moron. We were talking about the code words.
What code words?
Shut up, George, you moron.
Hey, no fear. What's the point of us having this team-building exercise if all you're gonna do is pick on me?
We're not picking on you, sugar.
Well, not yet.
We were... Oh, shoot, forget it.
So, what have we got planned for this team-building exercise? Are we going to get shit-faced and go lap dancing?
Well, that was my idea, but George has other plans, don't you, George? George?
No, shut up, moron.
Get on with it, idiot.
Okay, well, guys, we got some great team-building exercises planned. First up tomorrow, we're gonna sharpen up our tactical skills with a game of paintballing!
Paintballing? Isn't that just a game for psychotic losers trying to fulfill their Rambo fantasies?
Hey, fatty, there's nothing psychotic about my Rambo fantasies.
Yeah, and mine. Unless you call torturing Sly Stallone with a red hot poker and forcing him to have elocution lessons with a razor up his ass psychotic. Well?
In your world, that's probably normal, Arnie.
Very normal.
Totally normal.
Yeah, that's what I kept telling my therapist after I finally hunted him down in Alaska. I'm totally normal!
Oh yes, Arnie. Totally normal. So, join us next time when we get our first team-building exercise underway. It promises to be as normal as one would expect from the world of Whack My Bush. Because in our world, nothing is too weird, is it? We might even dress Arnie as Little Bo Peep again.
Hey, I heard that asshole. You'll dress me up like Heidi as I requested. Or you'll die!
Whack my bush.
Hi there, bushwhackers. Tony B here again.
And me.
Yeah, and Fat Boy too. Listen, just thought you should know, if you want to hear the other episodes in this storyline, then go to the website whackmybush.com and subscribe to the show. It's a 3-month subscription that works out at 25 pence a show. That's around 45 cents, according to Gordon and his treasury cronies. With the subscription, you get 2 shows a week and full access to our archive, which is over 7 hours of our adventures.
Aye, and unlike our manifesto pledges or all that bollocks we fed the UN about weapons of mass destruction, this is for real.
So get over to www.whackmybush.com and subscribe.
Sorry, Tony.
Christ, I can't take you anywhere.